He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. Let us see whether his words be true. Let us find out what will happen to him. For if the just one be the Son of God, God will defend him and deliver him from the hand of his foes. With revilement and torture, let us put the just one to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to his own words, God will take care of him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks.
I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I love the Lord because he's heard my voice in supplication. Because he's inclined his ear to me the day I call. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Gracious is the Lord and just, yes, our God is merciful. The Lord keeps the little ones. I was brought low and he saved me. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
A reading from the letter of St. James. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister has nothing to wear and has no food for the day, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, and eat well, but you do not give them the necessities of the body, what good is it? So also, faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Indeed, someone might say, you have faith and I have works. Demonstrate your faith to me without works, and I will demonstrate my faith to you from my works. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
for the cross of Jesus Christ, through which my world has been crucified.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus said, and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You're not thinking as God does, but as human beings do." He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the sake of the gospel will save it." The gospel of the Lord. There was an echo. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. Everybody was at Mass last night, I see, instead of tonight. It was more crowded than normal. Anyway, we got to sit there and get people back to church. We're starting to look bad around here. So just, if you're watching and you're in Erie, please come. We need to start filling back our churches. It's time. And God will take care of us, but we got to focus on receiving Jesus in the most blessed sacrament. And that comes now to the gospel. Here's Jesus Christ who says to all of us, "You cannot be my disciple unless you deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me." And that'll always lead us where if we follow Jesus? To the cross, to heaven eventually, but we're going to have to go to the cross first, right? Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die to get there, correct? And yet that's the only way it's going to happen, and that's a daily dying to ourself. And I think in America today, and throughout the world, I'm guessing, most people are looking for a Christianity that does things their way, that agrees with them, that agrees with their politics, that agrees with their theology. And if they don't find a Christianity that agrees with them, they'll make one up themselves or they'll leave it. But we don't follow Jesus on his terms way too often. What Jesus is calling you and me to do is deny ourselves, not live for ourselves, not be selfish, not do things our way, because we all know the people that do things their way are going to hell forever, because the theme song of everybody in hell is, "I did it my way," correct? And yet how many Christians, how many are watching today that are doing things or listening today that do things their way? That's a great sin. It's the sin of pride. It's the one that'll drag you down to heaven, to hell forever. You can go and go to daily Mass and say a rosary, but if you're only doing it your way, every day, it's still an act of selfishness. It will not set you free because it's all about you. And that's the exact opposite of what Jesus calls us to today, right? And so What does denying your very self look like practically? Because I think in our head we go, yeah, I do that, Father, yeah, when I want to. You know, there was a great girl who was a server last night, and she says, I do things my way every once in a while. And she goes, I go, that is the most honest thing I've ever heard a little girl say. I like to do things my way sometimes, Father. And I said, so does your pastor, and so does everybody else here. That's the problem. But it's not the call of the gospel, huh? So in the second reading, they show us what this looks like. God does. And through James, he says, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says that he has faith but does not have works? So what, you have faith? And, it's not in here, but the devil has faith. So what is what the thing says? So you see someone who is in need and you say, go in peace, but you do not take care of them. What good is that? So first of all, it comes to, am I denying myself for the poor? Do I put the poor in front of me, or if I have anything left, do I help out other people? If that's the way you and I live my life, or our lives, then we're truly living for selves. We're not denying ourselves. We're taking care of ourselves. And then if there's something left over, I'll take care of somebody else. That's not the gospel. That's not picking up your cross. That's not following after Jesus to the cross, who gave his life for all of us. And so then I have to think about my own self truly. Do I truly put other people in front of me? Truly. And the answer in my own life is a lot of times no, and I'm a priest and I'm a pastor, right? And you go, oh yeah, I could have told you that, Father. I get it. But when we're looking at this, we should be looking in the mirror first before we're looking at, I know someone who should be listening to Father's homily right now. Boy, do I have people that should be listening to that, instead of like, is that me? Is he talking about me? Let me be assuring to all of you, I'm talking about you, every one of you. Isn't it exciting? And of course, to me too. But so how does that look, of course, so I take care of the poor? It also, it takes care of in your own family. So there's one piece of pie left, and you and your spouse want the piece of pie. What do? You don't cut it in half, no. You give it to them. That's what you do. You put their needs in front of you, correct? You're sitting there watching TV, and the men love to do this, and they have the remote control in their hand. Your spouse walks in. You take the remote control and say, you give it to your spouse and say, we'll watch anything you want to watch, honey. That shows you've died for your spouse. Now, most of you have died for your kids every single day. But the kids don't always die for their parents. But that's the point, to deny yourself in very practical ways, right? Again, in our America today, we sit there and we're fighting over stupid things because it's all about me. You know, yesterday we had a funeral here, Gene's funeral. He's on the front page of our bulletin this week, because there would be no Bread of Life community, St. Joseph Church Bread of Life community, without Gene Coble. He started it with a group of other people, but he's the one that really put it all together in the beginning. And that was 30 years ago. And so, but when we had the funeral, it asked in the paper, everyone that comes to the funeral, if they would wear a mask. Now, I am vaccinated, and I'm going to get my other vaccination before I go to Italy and get my booster. And I could have sat there and thought, you know what? I have two vaccinations. I am not wearing a mask, because it's my prerogative. It's all about my freedom, all about what I want. But when Jesus says, I want you to deny yourself and pick up your cross, guess what I did yesterday? I wore a mask. Guess what everybody else did yesterday? They wore a mask. Well, that isn't for me, Father, because no one can tell me. Let's see what the Word of God says about that, shall we? So let's go deeper here. And this is what God says to the Corinthians. Now, they're fighting over in the beginning about food, about what you can eat and what you can't. And so Paul says, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 8. And we'll start there at verse 8. And he says, now food will not bring us closer to God. We are no worse off if we not eat, nor whether we're better off if we do. But make sure that this liberty of yours, liberty, I am free, make sure this liberty of yours is in no way becomes a stumbling block to the weak. If someone sees you with your knowledge reclining at table, the temple of an idol, may not his conscience be weak. So then it comes down to this. Therefore, if food causes my brother to sin, I will never eat meat so that I may not cause my brother to sin. So, we're very free. Of course we are. We live in a free country. But if it's going to help somebody else, I'll do it. I will never push my rights, because that's not the way of a Christian. Jesus didn't push his rights on the cross. He didn't push his liberty. He freely gave away his life. So must you and I. And then he continues here in Corinthians. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, it goes on. Verse 19, although I am free in regard to all, I have made myself a what? A slave to all, so as to win as many of them as possible. You and I are not called to push our liberty, though we are free, but we're called to be slaves. So, if I have to wear it, like tomorrow I'm going to Nebraska to do a mission. I'll have to wear a mask on the plane. I have no problem with that. Really? Jesus died for me and I have to wear a mask for him? That's it? Okay, if I'm going to do it for the good of somebody else, that's the way I'll do it. But it got to be not just something like a mask, not just something like giving up a piece of food, not just something like taking care of the poor. It got to be truly me dying for Jesus Christ, and it has to be explicit the way I do that every day. If you and I are living for ourselves, we're not in Jesus Christ. We must be dying every day for others the way he did. This is the call of the gospel. And this must be the way we live if we dare call ourselves disciples of Jesus Christ. You got it? You get it? Are you going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.